Now, one of the things that you're a master at, and it was one of the things you did in the lead up to the Jones fight that actually helped really sell that fight, is the work you did on the microphone after your fights, calling Jones out. And that was in all the promos leading into the fight. A lot of fighters don't do this. They just say, look, I'll fight whoever the UFC puts in front of me. How important is it for the fighters, especially ones working their way up, to actually make the most of that microphone time when they get rings inside the octagon?
You have a small window to make a statement in the UFC. I do interviews like this all the time, and you guys will put these interviews out, but inside of the octagon is where you make your statement. You can be gracious. We're all gracious. We're all very happy to be here. We're happy to be able to compete in the UFC. But in that moment, you grab the mic and you make a statement. You make something that sticks. And you make people want to see you fight again. Some guys just don't get it. It's very important. That's when all eyes are on you. Because all these people in the arena will go and tell someone else. And then they will tell someone else. And then someone will put it on YouTube. And it'll play on the internet. And it'll play on SportsCenter. And it'll play on Fox Sports 1. And it'll play on Fox Sports Live. You take that moment and you make it yours. That's what I want to tell these young guys. Make it your moment inside of the octagon. It's set your path. Make your own course. Look at Conor McGregor. He has made his own course.
And I know the UFC hold that fighter summits where they get you all in and they teach you pointers on social media and things like that. Is selling yourself on the microphone and media training something that they do? And is that something that perhaps they should look to do in the future?
I think maybe they should try to look to do it in the future. But it's very dangerous. It's a shaky line because how do you tell guys to be something that they aren't? You know, you want your fighters to be authentic. You want them to be who they are. You don't want to start telling them to do certain things and it is just not them. So I think it should become a point of a little point of discussion, but you don't implement it and push it on guys. Because if it's not who they are, it won't matter.
What did you make of Ben Rockwell's interview?
I think he's great. I put on Twitter right away, I go, he is the greatest evil force we've seen since Skeletor and He-Man. It's the evil laugh to the weird interviews. I wish, if I was this for Ben, great. The evil laugh, whoa, interview's over. Leave. Don't let Anik draw you back in and start asking questions. Leave. Walk out the cage. Because now it sticks. Oh my goodness, this weird Ben Rockwell interview. Weird, but you want to watch it. Who doesn't want to watch a guy fly off of a skateboard? We all do. We watch people fall down all the time. It's funny. Ben Rockwell's interview. Leave, Ben. Next time, Ben, do that. Do the weird laugh thing. Be evil and just crazy and then walk away. Don't do an interview. Because then it was weird because Ben's walking around like don't know what to say. Anik's weird. Yeah, walk away. Leave.
It's about Ben Rockwell. Tell us what you thought about that interview with John Anik and how important it is for UFC fighters to sell themselves on the microphone.
I loved Ben's interview. I wish he would have cut it short. I wish when Anik was like, well, can I ask you some questions about the fight? Ben just said no and stormed out of the cage. Because you got to leave the people wanting more, you know? I mean, that's probably the most anybody's talked about Ben Rockwell in his entire career. You know, and I think if guys, they don't need a phony persona. They don't need to be bullshit. It's going to be entertaining. That was entertaining. He came out in like this warlock Dungeons & Dragons cloak, you know what I mean? And that laugh, like that, I want to remember that. I don't want to remember, you know, John Anik being like, no, hey, hang out and let me ask you serious questions. Ben should have been like, no, and he should have left, you know? But I think that's amazing, you know? I think Ben has come a long way from a lot of his previous fights, and I think he's nobody to be fucked with. I think hopefully he fights again soon. Hopefully we get another good interview on him.
Brilliant.